Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators. But before we begin the precious Word of God, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the authority over all our schools, the God of blessings, creative and the designer of all things we need. You are equal to none other and so faithful. You are the God of the universe, and you are holy, 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 the intelligent designer, and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of kings and liberty to all who believe, the master of the universe, and the name above all names. You are the only wise God and so precious to us. You are the quieter of our souls and the Lord of all our resources and riches. You are the Son of God and the Son of Man and the tender-hearted Savior. O Lord, you are understanding and the underwriter of all the world. You are victorious and the way and the life, and the truth. You're the expert in education, Yahweh, and the zenith over everything. Oh, great God, we come before you today with great joy, knowing that you will be with us today. Thank you for all the Christian educators that are in our public schools who carry you with us each and every day. Lord, we know that where you are, we want to be. And so we invite you into our schools today because your people are there. We thank you, Lord. Help us to spread your joy and your love and your peace. Help us to spread your goodness and kindness and gentleness. And help us to spread your patience, self-control, and faithfulness. Let us exude the love of Jesus Christ in our walk. We love you, Lord. We adore you. And we thank you for all of this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to day 179. We are up to the book of 1 Peter now and in chapter 1. So let us begin. The Word of God, 1 Peter 1, verses 24 to 25. From the NIV, the New International Version. All people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. All flesh is like grass, and its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord abides forever. That word is the good news which was preached to you. From the King James Version, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. And from the Living Bible, yes, our natural lives will fade as grass does when it becomes all brown and dry. All our greatness is like a flower that droops and falls. But the word of the Lord will last forever. And his message is the good news that was preached to you. The Word of God, 1 Peter 1, verses 24 to 25. What a mighty God we serve. I wrote you a note, my friends, that I simply call the Note to the Educator, and I wrote it the day that I gathered this promise in the four translations. It is simply from my heart to yours. The Note to the Educator. We have studied the promises of God this school year because we invest in the Word of God that will endure forever. As we look back on this school year, we can see the wisdom of the Word reminding us of our temporary existence. This school year is about to fade like the flowers of the grass. Our students will move on to other grades and other teachers. Our positions and curriculum will most likely change, but the one constant in our lives is the Word of God. It stands as the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Be in the Word this summer, my dear Christian educators, to gain wisdom and acknowledge His ways. I thank you, my friends, for joining us in the Word of God today in 1 Peter 1, verses 24 to 25. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray. And we are going to be praying about this crazy upcoming graduation season and all the decisions that our seniors will be making. In fact, we're praying specifically for safety at upcoming graduation ceremonies and wisdom for the graduates. This is one of the most difficult times. It's just unfortunately always seems that we hear about some kid who is killed in an accident or does something really dumb, and all of it is avoidable. And so we pray for the kids and we pray for the ceremonies and all of the people who are in charge of them. It's a very, very busy time for all of us, but in particular for those seniors and their graduation ceremonies and events. And we pray that some of the communities are still holding their baccalaureates too. If you don't have one going on, I'd love to really have you consider thinking about an honor the grad ceremony. For we now have three of them in Florida. We're very excited about that. And someday we dream of one in every one of our districts, and there's 66 of them. And how beautiful it is. And the basics of the program are simple. It is the most wonderful event and the most simple to run. And basically you contact the schools that have a Christian group, whether it's a Youth for Christ group, an Inner Varsity, a FCA group, and you get the huddle coaches to allow you to come in to speak to the students and tell them about this award, which means that they will choose one or two seniors from their members who have walked their walk with Jesus Christ during their high school years. Now, nobody does it perfectly, but there is always somebody that's outstanding to the kids. And so this award is very prestigious, and the ceremony is very simple. We basically just had two little worship songs. Then each student was invited up to give a testimony and to tell of their future plans and a favorite verse. And it is outstanding to hear our young people of today pour their hearts out and tell us how God is working in their lives. There's nothing like it. It's a program that you just have to see and live and breathe and take in, because it gives you the greatest hope for our future, no doubt. And so, my friends, I hope that someday you have an Honor the Grads program in your district too. It really didn't take a lot of work, and it brings tremendous benefits and hope to all who come. So at 1:16 p.m. today, my friends, I will be praying with you for the safety at the graduation ceremonies and the wisdom of the graduates. Now, we base that time on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotional. Today's is written by Kathy Branzell, and she entitled it Friend. The prayer. Lord, we thank you for our friends. May we be a good friend, as you, Jesus, have been our best friend. If our friend needs to hear about you, Jesus, please give us the opportunity to speak of you. The scripture she chose comes from James 2, verse 23, which has reference to Genesis 15, verse 6. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. Three girls at the pool agreed to all go under the water at the same time. They held hands and bobbed as they counted. 1, 2, and as they reached 3, they all took a deep breath, bobbed higher than ever before as if they were going to plummet into the water, and then they all stopped. Each of them had no intention of going under, but they each went through the motions up until the time to take the plunge. The funny thing was that each of them was so surprised that the other two did not go under. They had an agreement, a plan, a pact, yet none of them followed through. What kind of friends were they? Do you think their trust of one another fell a few notches at that moment? Can you think of a time when a friend gave you their word and broke it? Have you ever had an all-for-one and one-for-all pact with a group only to have them run for the hills when the going got tough? How did you feel? Now, these three girls had clear, concise expectations. On the count of three, everyone's hair was going to get wet. But what happens when there are not clear expectations? Have you ever been the victim of being called a bad friend because of unfair, unreasonable, or even unvoiced expectations? How comforting is it to know that Jesus is our true blue all the way to the cross for you, friend? John 15:15 says, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. He always keeps his word." What characteristics are important to you in a friendship? What kind of friend are you? Is there a trait that you would like to improve in yourself as a friend? Has anyone ever taken the plunge with you in a tough situation? My prayer for you is that you have true friends and you will know that you can trust Christ to be your friend. And that was our daily devotional written today by Kathy Branzell. And these are available for you on our website at www.ceai.org. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And these are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. Today's is from Charles Schulz, the maker of Peanuts. He said, "Life is like a 10-speed bike. Most of us have gears we never use." And so, my friends, as we close out our time together, I'd love to remind you of our promise for today from 1 Peter 1, verses 24 to 25. Yes, our natural lives will fade as grass does when it becomes all brown and dry. All our greatness is like a flower that droops and falls, but the word of the Lord will last forever, and his message is the good news that was preached to you. Dear Father, Almighty King, what a gracious God you are to give us your manual, to give us our handbook for life. Thank you for your word, Lord, and particularly for these promises, for they are a distinct reminder of who you are and what you have offered us in the blood and the death and the life of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, thank you for all that you do. We love you, we adore you, and we look forward to what you are going to do today through us. We ask you for this help in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.